Jen Sabella with us from Black Club Chicago with extremely local news. Hi, Jen. Let's start with that story about, this is a good Halloween tale about a Chicago costume shop. What's going on here?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Chicago Costume, it's up in Portage Park. They also have a location in Lincoln Park, and they've been around since 1976. And they were surprised to see, as you've probably seen, those giant spirit Halloween shops that pop up all over vacant retail spaces around the season. They put a billboard directly outside of Chicago Costume. It kind of upset some of the workers there, being like, hey, like, we're a local business. We're trying to keep the lights on here. Do you got to put the billboard right in front of our store? But it kind of had the reverse effect. Somebody from the store, a manager, tweeted about the sign, and people from all over the city started showing up to support the local store. So if you're looking for a mask, a wig, your face paint, whatever you need for your Halloween costume, Chicago Costume's got it. It's at 4727 West Montrose. And they wanted to say, hey, we're here year-round. So if your kid has a costume they need for a school play or whatever, you're going to a costume party, we're here. We're not just popping up for a few weeks in October. So and they need that support in order to stick around.
We were talking about, I think it was a Wall Street Journal story about these supply chain issues. A lot of people making their own costumes because they're finding it hard to find some in the stores. But I guess some of those places, like that shop, doing a pretty brisk business, huh?
Yeah, the good thing about Chicago Costume is they've been doing this for so long, and they do it year-round, so they're able to, they're pretty fully stocked because they just have this stuff all the time, so they're mm-hmm. not relying on one last-minute bulk shipment of a certain costume.
Right.
So it's definitely worth checking out if you've run out of options in the online or mm-hmm. at the big Halloween stores.
We have some restaurant news out of Humboldt Park. What's going on there?
This is great news for Humboldt Parkers. Cafe Marie Jean, it closed due to the pandemic last year, and it was one of the most popular places in the neighborhood. There would be people in there all the time, from, you know, having a coffee and brunch to having some wine with dinner. It really devastated the neighborhood when it closed, but this restaurant is reopening as Signatore. It is going to be an Italian meets Midwestern restaurant. And it's a different restaurant group, and the group is actually taking over three spots on this Humboldt Park corner that all closed during the pandemic, including the beloved California Clipper, which I know we've talked about, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
this restaurant looks great. It's actually named after folk witches of ancient Italian folklore, so it's a little bit like kind of spooky and really cool looking inside. The menu looks amazing. They're going to have also like a lot of spritzes, Italian cocktails, and a large wine selection. It looks like it's really going to fill that Cafe Marie Jean hole pretty well. It has like a lot of the same vibes. So the other cafe was French. This is a little bit more of Italian mm-hmm. flair, and they're using a lot of locally sourced produce and meats for the menu as well.
Good to know. They're at 1001 North California. And a very iconic Edgewater storefront that's been closed for a few years is getting new life, isn't it?
Yes, it's so exciting. It's such a cool Art Deco building up at 6200 North Broadway. It used to be called Granville Pictures. It was a frame shop. It was there for almost 90 years when it closed in 2017. And a lot of people in the neighborhood were like, what's going to happen to this space? Like, it's such a beautiful building. City Grange, which is a garden store, they have a location where I live in Beverly and up in Lincoln Square. They're going to do a Hollywood or holiday pop-up in the space. And they, if it's successful enough, they're going to stick around. So they'll have all different kinds of what you need for the holidays, so poinsettias, different gift items, organic plants, tools and supplies. They make beautiful arrangements in there, and they have a lot of different like gifty items from local makers and artisans. So the pop-up will run 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays to Sundays in the Granville Pictures shop for the holiday season. And like I said, if it gets enough support, they'll open a third location there.
All right, more at blockclubchicago.org. By the way, didn't you guys just win some big award or big honor over there at Block Club? What did I read about you, Jen?
We won an award for our COVID-19 hotline, which was a great honor from INN, the Institute for Nonprofit News. We've answered thousands of questions from Chicagoans about anything from where to get vaccinated to how do I apply for housing assistance or food assistance. It's a bilingual hotline we started last year, and we're really proud of it, and we're glad to be able to help people.
Good for you. BlockClubChicago.org.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jen. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.